practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this, the Lord's Day. Let us begin the program this morning with the song entitled, What a Wonderful Name. It's talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a wonderful name.
Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
Some call it progress and we must conform, or we will be left by the change. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name.
That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
Who sleep in their graves, one day will bow down and proclaim.
He's Lord of all glory, he's the crowned King of kings. All creation will thunder his name, his glorious name. That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
Oh, it is true. There's no other name like the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, it's only through his name that salvation comes. I'm reminded of Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, where the Word of God says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And I trust that today you can say that you are saved because you've called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to ask Him to save you. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." That's found in John chapter 14 and verse 6. And the fact of the matter is, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who went to the cross, and on that cross He bore the sins of the whole world, including yours. He suffered and bled and died, and then on the third day He rose again triumphantly to give eternal life to all who call upon His name. Yes, indeed, Jesus, Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I do trust that you're going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. Don't forsake the church today. Please don't do that. If you want to please the Lord, then you will go to church, because in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Bible says, "Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." I know it's summertime, and I know it's the time for vacations, but go to church. You know, I've mentioned this to you before, I think, on the program, and that is, when Nancy and I are away in vacation, we always look for a church to go to. As a matter of fact, we are on vacation today. I made this broadcast in advance, and we are planning on going to a particular church where my granddad pastored for many, many years. It happens to be the First Baptist Church of Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania. And so every time we go on vacation, we plan on attending a particular church because we don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And so I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. Well, even though I am on vacation, I just want to say that here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, there still will be services, obviously. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is this evening at 6 o'clock. And I would encourage you to come on out for a good time of praise and worship and fellowship around the Word of God. And then Wednesday night, we always have the midweek service with children and youth at 6:30, and then the adults meet at 7 o'clock for prayer meeting and Bible study. And so we are a full-service church, and I would encourage you to check us out. Our website is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. And if we can ever minister to you spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may call us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. If you have a prayer request or a question about the Word of God, well, don't hesitate to call us. And if we're not in, well, then of course there is that voicemail, and you can certainly leave your message on voicemail. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and then 1 to 4, but you can call at any time and leave a message, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I would encourage you to drop by and visit us sometime. And you can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Drop by and visit us sometime. We would love to have you visit us. And yes, indeed, we'd like to be able to meet you on a personal basis. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. We thank you that your Son has a great name. It's a name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to do the program this morning. And for those who are listening, I pray that you'll take the broadcast and use it in their lives. Bring to Christ those who do not know you through faith in Jesus, and encourage the believers, but prepare all of our hearts to worship you today in spirit and in truth, at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who have forsaken the church, and bring them back into the fold, that they might be built up in the faith, that they might encourage one another, and that they might be able to worship you in spirit and in truth with other believers. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's that great song we all know and love, How Great Thou Art, presented to us as a piano solo. You might want to sing along with it, How Great Thou Art. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of the Revelation, Revelation chapter 21, and I would like to read with you verses 3, 4, and 5. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 to 5, where the Word of God says, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Revelation chapter 21, verses 3, 4, and 5. And now, before I deliver a message entitled The Greatness of God, let's listen to that good old song that is an encouragement to most of us who know the Lord. In fact, I think it's an encouragement to every one of us who know the Lord, day by day and with each passing moment. Thank you.
by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best, and he sends its part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from our Father's hand, one by one, the days, the reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land.
You know, one of the great privileges that mankind has is that of getting to know God on a personal basis. Now, this privilege is available to everyone who determines to trust Jesus Christ alone as their personal Savior. And when one comes to know God, the relationship is so intimate that each day he is able to see more of God's greatness and love through the wisdom, the strength, the care, the comfort, the security, the grace, and the mercy that God gives. But for the sake of those who don't know God, and for the encouragement of those who do know the Lord, I have a question to ask this morning, and that question is this. Who is God, and how great is He? The songs that we've been having on the program today has to do with the greatness of God, and I trust that those songs have been a blessing to you, but really, who is God, and how great is He? Well, I want to speak on the greatness of God today from one particular passage of Scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 20. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 20, where the Bible says, as God is speaking through Isaiah, "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me." That last phrase is a tremendous phrase that reminds us of the greatness of God. There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. You know, this chapter, that is Isaiah chapter 45, is in the midst of 9 consecutive chapters that speak of the greatness of God. I'd encourage you to take some time to study that portion of the Word of God. But this particular chapter itself, Isaiah 45, is a great chapter that has a lot to say about God. But as we look at this particular verse, Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 21, there are three great qualities of God's greatness that I want to observe with you right there in that last phrase, where it says, "There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me." First of all, we see the uniqueness of God. You see, there is no God else beside the God of the Bible. Now, I realize that down through the years, there have been those who have followed false gods. And back in the day, particularly of Isaiah, almost every nation had its own false god and idols that they would set up and worship. And we find that that is the case even today in many places of the world, that people follow false gods, gods who are not true. There is only one true God, and that is the God of the Bible. Who is this God of the Bible? Well, He is the infinite and perfect Spirit, in whom all things have their source, support, and end. He is infinite, meaning that He is not limited in time or power. He is perfect in that there is no flaw or sin in Him. He is the source of all things. That means God made all things. He's the support of all things, which means that God continues all things. And then He is the end of all things, which means that God brings all things to an end in His personal timing. He is a great God, and all people can have a personal, intimate relationship with God, which results in the tremendous blessing of salvation. And I trust that you know God. I trust that you've called upon the name of the Lord and have asked Jesus Christ to save you so that you can have that personal relationship with the unique God and be able to say to Him, "Abba, Father." Secondly, in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 21, we see the justice of God, where it says, "And there is no God else beside me, a just God." Now that word just or justice is an interesting word. The Webster's Dictionary says that it means the quality of being right or correct. But as it relates to God in the Bible, His justice is the fact that God is perfectly right in all of His dealings. He must punish the sinner, but He will forgive the sinner who trusts Jesus Christ as Savior. Isn't it great to know that we have a God who is just like that, that He is perfectly right in all that He does? And yes, He must punish the sinner because sin is against God's nature. But how we can rejoice over the fact that He does forgive the sinner who calls upon the name of the Lord and asks the Lord to save him. You know, the justice of God reminds us of His grace. And even though we deserve judgment, He grants forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus today. Ask Him to save you, and the just God will save you. So we see the uniqueness of God. There is no God else beside Him. We see the justice of God. He is a just God. But then we see the salvation of God there in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 21, where it says, "And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior." A Savior. "There is none beside me." Yes, He is a Savior. In fact, He is the Savior of the world. And that simply means that He is the one who provides salvation for all of the world. And you've heard me say many times over this broadcast that salvation is the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. You see, the Bible teaches us that we have all been born as sinners. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and sin has enslaved the human race and has destructive power on the human race." That's why when we look in the world around us today, we see so much shame and so much destruction and so much heartache and so much sorrow. It is all because of sin. But God is the Savior. Jesus Christ died and rose again to deliver us from sin and all of its effects. And that's because of His great love and mercy. And through His great love and mercy, we are, as I've said so many times on this program, delivered from the power of sin and from the penalty of sin and from the presence of sin. How I rejoice over the fact, and I trust that you do as well, to know that every element of salvation was planned by and executed by God Himself, who is the only true Savior. Yes, indeed, we have a great God, the uniqueness of God. It says there is none else beside Him. The justice of God. It says that He is a just God. And then we see the Savior of God, the salvation of God, the fact of the matter that our God is the God who truly has provided salvation for the whole world. My question is today, do you know God? Have you experienced His salvation? Verse 22 of Isaiah 45 says, as God is speaking, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Maybe you do not know the God of the Bible. Look unto Him. Call upon His name. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me. And He will. And if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you today, He will save you, and that will begin your relationship with this great God of the Bible, who is unique, who is just, and who has provided salvation. And if you call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, I trust that you'll go to church today. Have a great day in the Lord. And until we greet you once again by way of radio next Sunday morning, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Folks, the best is yet to come.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.